Have you been out looking at your wheat lately? If so, what have you been seeing? Hi, this is Jeannie Falk. I'm the agronomist with K-State Research and Extension for the Sunflower Extension District of Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. Well, I've been out in fields over the past couple of days, and there's actually some green showing up in many fields. Now, with our recent snow and the rain in the forecast for this weekend, there are a few topics that we should probably be discussing. That includes fertilizer and herbicide applications. In reality, many producers are having a challenge when trying to decide how much, if any, nitrogen to top dress this spring. We need to keep in mind that with the challenging conditions last fall, much of the wheat didn't have a great deal of time to tiller. Because of that, the wheat needs nitrogen in the root zone prior to jointing this spring. This will help promote large wheat head formation because the size of the head is actually determined as much as 2 weeks prior to the jointing period. Now, we should also be thinking a bit about weed control in wheat this year. This is especially true on fields that have a thinner wheat stand. Many times when we think about weed control, we are focused actually on winter annual weed control. This is for weeds like mustard and cheatgrass. However, this year I would argue that we need to be thinking in a bit longer terms. Longer terms in terms like kochia control. With many fields having less than stellar control using glyphosate on kochia after harvest, maybe we should be preventing some of this early kochia emergence when top dressing wheat. The kochia can be combated with herbicides with a longer residual, such as Rave. Now please be aware that these herbicides with a long residual may limit your options for replanting in a crop failure or a double crop situation. However, this Rave may prevent kochia emergence throughout the wheat growing period and have less of a challenge for control after wheat harvest. So in closing, there's a couple of things that we should be thinking and planning out in the very near future. One is nitrogen application prior to jointing to help promote the wheat head size on wheat. The other is longer-term herbicide residual to help combat kochia that's difficult to control after wheat harvest. Additional information on top dressing wheat, on the timing of top dressing, the fertilizer to use, and the application method is available on the Sunflower District Agronomy webpage. The address for that page is www.sunflower.ksu.edu. Again, the address is sunflower.ksu.edu, and then click on the Crop Production tab. Or you can just give me, Jeannie Falk, a call at one of the Extension offices in the Sunflower Extension District or at the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.